This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament during the budget session beginning tomorrow. An all-party meeting was convened in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal, J.P. Nadda, Chirag Paswan and Ramdas Athavale, Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, NCP leader Praful Patel, DMK leaders T.R. Balu and Tiruchi Shiva, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi were among those who attended the meeting. On the first day of the budget session tomorrow, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey in the Parliament. She will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday. The government is likely to introduce six new bills during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will also address a gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time. The session will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. The centre has advised Kerala government to implement immediate public health measures to control the spread of Nipah virus. A 14-year-old boy from Mallapuram district who was undergoing treatment for Nipah virus infection passed away today. A multi-member joint outbreak response team from the National One Health Mission of the Union Health Ministry will be deployed to support the state in investigating the case, identifying epidemiological linkages and providing technical assistance. The ministry mentioned that outbreaks of Nipah virus disease have occurred in Kerala previously, with the most recent one in 2023 in the Kozhikode district. Fruit bats are the typical reservoir of the virus, and humans can become infected by inadvertently consuming bat-contaminated fruits. The centers advise the state to implement public health measures such as active contact tracing of the past 12 days, strict quarantine of contacts associated with the case, and isolation of any suspected cases. In Uttarakhand, three pilgrims were killed and five others injured in a landslide near Chirwasa on the Kedarnath Yatra route in Rudraprayag district this morning. One of the deceased two were from Maharashtra and one was a local resident. All the devotees were en route to Kedarnath from Gorikund. NDRF, SDRF and local police carried out the rescue operation. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed grief at the loss of lives and instructed for prompt and enhanced medical care to the injured. Meanwhile, Meteorological Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall across the state over the next 48 hours. The Met Department has issued a red alert for the Kumaon region and a yellow alert for the Garhwal region. In Gujarat, 10 teams of NDRF have been deployed in Surat, Navsari, Valsad, Daman, Dadra Nagar Haveli, Porbandar, Junagarh, Dwarka and Gir Somnath districts in view of the red alert issued for heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours. Several districts including Narmada, Dangs, Bharuch, Tapi, Rajkot, Jamnagar, Amreli, Bhavnagar and Kutch and Diu have been placed under orange alert. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has termed the High Court verdict illegal and scaled back the contentious quota system for civil service job applicants. In his verdict, it has also asked student protesters to return to class. The prior decision of Bangladesh's High Court led to a national widespread clashes and the death of at least 133 people. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said all those seeking to harm the country will pay a very heavy price for their aggression. Prime Minister Netanyahu released a video message in which he expressed his determination to defend Israel on every front. Mr. Netanyahu's message came in the backdrop of Israel's attack over the Houthi militia in Yemen yesterday. He praised the defensive measures taken by Israel and its allies on interception of hundreds of projectiles during the attacks. Israeli military targeted key oil storage and electric facilities in the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India set a target of 202 runs for UAE in the crucial Group A match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. In reply, UAE were 106 for the loss of 5 wickets in 17 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.